Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of psychiatric evaluation, progress note, and consultation for comprehensive counseling in corporation. The date of evaluation for all these patients is 9/23/2024. Please. Always indicate that patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subject to agita. The first patient is Scarfone, S-C-A-R-F-O-N-E, Brian. Date of birth is 2/26/1994. Telephone number 313-316-35362. Subject to agita. Brian is a 30-year-old Caucasian male who has been in treatment for major depressive disorder with anxiety, seen for initial evaluation 4 weeks ago. Currently, he is on trazodone 50 mg at bedtime and venlafaxine 150 mg daily to reduce his ativan. He was started on buspirone 5 mg BID, to which Brian described that he has been feeling better. His buspirone medication has been helping and he's sleeping good. His anxiety is not as much. As per my recommendation, to decrease the dose of ativan 0.5 mg for some time before discharge to avoid any withdrawal symptoms, to which he agreed and he has been working on it. He started this medication only 3 days ago. Therefore, reduction is not to a significant degree. I further discuss about the role of buspirone. It is anti-anxiety and it will take at least 2 weeks for a better response. He wanted to have little more dose so that TH should be off. I further explained that I'm going to increase buspirone 10 mg BID and he should continue decreasing his ativan for 2 weeks, and after that he may take every other day and stop it, to which he's agreed. He was alert and oriented. His mood was pleasant. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. He denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Patient was educated about the medications. A cognitive behavioral therapy was recommended and also encouraged that he should continue doing exercise and daily activities as he was doing before, to which he agreed. Assess major depressive disorder with anxiety. Plan continue on trazodone 50 mg daily, venlafaxine 150 mg daily, buspirone 10 mg BID. At even dose was not given, but it was recommended to decrease to 0.5 mg for 2 weeks and then 0.5 mg every other day and stop it. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation. Next evaluation is a initial evaluation. Patient name is Thomson Netley, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, Netley, N-A-T-A-L-I-E. Her date of birth is 6/14/1982. Telephone number is 248-550-1112. Patient was seen in office. Identification data. Netley is a 42-year-old married Caucasian female, mother of 10-year-old son, was recently discharged from XSN Oakland Hospital. After being treated for overdose on anti-anxiety pills. Reason for evaluation, hospital discharge, and would like to follow outpatient program through comprehensive counseling. History of present illness. Netley described that she has been depressed since she joined her job at an insurance company in 2021. The workload was too much, and every day she was overwhelmed with the situation and having a period of anxiety. She stopped working in April of 2024 and has got a new job at warehouse Artes Endeavor, Artes Endeavor, Endeavor. She described, since she was discharged from the hospital, she has been taking citalopram 10 mg in the morning and trazodone 50 mg daily. She feels much calm, relaxed, and also happy. Her stress from the job has over, and she likes this job, and which is not any anxiety provoking. Since discharge, she is sleeping good, eating good, denies any mood swings, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. She is getting along well with her husband and compliance with the treatment. She feels that the medication helping her, and she is feeling much better. She is also taking losartan 50 mg BID and metoprolol prescribed in the hospital and seen by Dr. Oscar as a attending physician. She plan to follow with the same internist, and it was very helpful. Natalie also described, prior to coming to the hospital, she was drinking alcohol, smoking marijuana, but since she released from the hospital, she stopped drinking alcohol or using any marijuana. She does not want to do anything, and she would like to compliance with the current treatment and follow outpatient treatment. Period. Her laboratory profile while she was in hospital indicated that CBC deficiency profile was normal, urine creatinine was normal, electrolyte was normal, UDS was negative, thyroid profile was normal, she was COVID negative, and alcohol level at the time of admission was 339. Patient was treated with SIVA protocol. Past psychiatric history is unremarkable for any psychiatric treatment. Social history, she started drinking alcohol when she was 21 years old. She was also smoking marijuana, period, but never had any seizures and blackout. Personal history, she was born in Michigan, completed high school, and also has bachelor in communication, and also associate degree in liberal art. She was married with her husband 10 years ago, and her son was born before marriage, and her son is 10 years old. Medical history is positive for hypertension, and she has been on losartan and metoprolol. Family history. She described both parents are living. She has a brother and sister. Her dad's sister, her aunt, has been taking the same medication. And it appears that her father's side of the family has some depression. But her side of family, the mother's side of family is good. She is concerned about her son. However, I discussed that it is not very severe. It is hard to say at this point. Period. On mental test examination, Natalie present as a slim, tall, Caucasian female, 5'2" in height, 147 pounds in weight. She was in a good self-care, proper attire. She was alert, oriented, time 3. Her mood was pleasant. Affect appropriate speech was clear. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness. Her concentration was fair, memory was intact. She can repeat. She can repeat 5 digits forward and backwards. She can recall 3 objects in 1 minute or 5 minutes. She can name objects, follow commands. She denies any oddity of visual hallucinations or any persecuted illusion. Her abstraction ability was fair. Executive function was fair. Judgment size has significantly improved. Since there was no side effect or any involuntary movement, period. Assessment. Major depressive disorder, recurrent with period of anxiety, history of alcohol abuse, history of marijuana abuse in the past, excess 2 differ, excess 3 hypertension, excess 4 psychosocial stress, stress at work, which is resolved, she left the job, other stress, unclear. Excess 550, prognosis fair to guarded. Recommendation, I discussed with her, since she has been doing good on citalopram or Celexa 10 mg in the morning and trazodone 50 mg in the at bedtime, I would like to continue the current plan. Risk, benefit, side effect, I explained. I also encourage that she should follow with internist for high blood pressure. It was further encouraged, if she likes, she can be seen by a therapist through the comprehensive counseling. At this point, she claimed that she is financially not well off and she will wait until she get her, when she feels that she is not able to control her emotion. But currently, she is feeling better and a follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. She also indicated that she has to lot of copay, therefore she would like to follow every 3 months. I further discussed that she should continue taking medication and I will see and adjust her follow-up according to her liking. Period. I have given a prescription for Celexa 10 mg in the morning, trazodone 50 mg at bedtime and melatonin 5 mg at bedtime. 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect was explained. Patient was given a follow-up appointment in 30 days. End of dictation. Next solution, patient was seen by telehealth. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Her name is Mamie, M-A-M-I-E, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Her date of birth is 11-29-1943. Her telephone number is 313-456-5658. Her sister's telephone number is Laura, 313-410-0638. Mamie described that before I made a phone call and to talk with her. Mamie, her sister pick up the phone and she described that that Mamie has been moved to her apartment. It was her sister also reported that she was having some difficulty with the medication which she would like to talk when during my due to she would like to talk with me. Therefore I call Charles, I call Mamie, and she want to be on audio call. She described in July for a week or so she was in William Mount Hospital in July, from July 31st for 2 weeks. For 1 week thereafter, she was transferred to rehab program in Woodward, where the doctor psychiatrist has given her Seroquel 50 mg daily and Remeron 7.5 mg daily. She described this medication making her sick and she does not want to take any medication. I further discussed, she described that she was good on Remeron 7.5 mg daily and she was doing better. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination or any paranoid delusion. She denies any mood swings. Period. I further discuss and explain the role of Seroquel, but she denies any such symptoms for which she has to take Seroquel. Therefore, it was discontinued. Period. I further discuss that if she feel that she has been having problems, she should take it. She also indicates sometimes she has some confusion and memory problem, especially if she forgets something, but it come up within a couple hours. I further recommended that if he have this recurrent problem, that he can try with a memory pill like Aricept, 5 mg at bedtime. She claimed that she does not want to take any other medication. She believes that Meratazepam 7.5 mg daily has been helping her a lot, and she wants to continue with that. It was also, as per reported before also, that if she wants, she should try with the 15 milligrams of Meratazepam, which not only help her sleep, decrease her anxiety and depression, and improve her appetite. I further discussed that she can try for 2 weeks. If she feels that she is not helping her or is causing any side effect, she can go back to the Meratazepam 7.5 milligram at bedtime. Patient agreed with the plan and liked to change her schedule for Meratazepam. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic effect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any social thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She knows the month and year, she knows the precedent. She has some difficulty in recall, but able to name objects or locomotions, period. Her judgment side is fair. Diagnosis success 1. Depressive disorder, NOS, somatic preoccupation, history of problem, urinary incontinence, plan, continue with the Meratazepam 7.5 milligram at bedtime, and if she agrees, then take 2 tablet at bedtime and continue for 2 weeks and tell me the response during next follow appointment. It was also encouraged that she should avoid loneliness, try to go to walk, and try to interact with the people in the home, to which she agreed. Prognosis guarded. Next relation is Gay Frances, G-A-Y-E, Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S. Her date of birth is 1-9-1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Patient was seen in office, face-to-face. Frances is a 48-year-old, married, Afro-American female who has been treated for schizoaffective disorder, and she was constantly taking Abilify 30 milligram daily. This morning she take the morning dose, but feeling some drowsy. I further explained her that she should not take in the morning. These medications interfere with her driving, and I don't want that she should make an accident. During the course of my evaluation, Frances has reported that she has been having some mood swings. Sometimes she get hyper and get depressed, period. I further discuss, also explain her that she has a bipolar tendency, and I have noticed this in the past. For that, only 3 medications are recommended. The first one is lithium, another is Depakote, and third is Tegretol. Lamictal can be given, but at this point it will not control. It will control only depression, bipolar depression, in, as a maintenance medication. I further explain. She described that. Further discussed that maybe try with the Trileptal. However, she does not want. She claimed that she, in the past she took Tegretol and it was helping her. I agreed that about her decision, and it is good that she should take Tegretol, but once a month at least she should have a blood workup, and also I would like to check her blood CBC deficiency profile, electrolyte, reticulocyte count, and liver enzymes, and blood level at least once a month, to which she agreed, period. Patient was also complaining of some stiffness in the body, which could be part of Abilify 30 milligram daily. She does not see the she always having problem in dividing doses. Otherwise, I told her that maybe you can take half a tablet in the morning and noon, but she stayed this often. She forgetful, and she therefore it was recommended that she should take the medication at bedtime, and Tegretol she should take in the morning. I further discuss for stiffness, try with the benzatropine 1 milligrams twice a day to help her to stiffness and tremors, although there was no involuntary tremors or any drooling. Yet, patient has a recent psychiatric hospital at Behavioral Center of Michigan and was given Prolexin and Prolexin Deconiate. it could be a residual effect of the medication, but since she has complaining of stiffness, Ativan for the short, sorry, benzotropine, 1 milligram BID will be given for a month. If she remained doing good, will graduate wean her off period. Patient was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She was in a good self-care, proper attire. Assessment schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type. Plan, continue on every 30 milligram at bedtime. Start on Tegretol XR 200 milligram BID. Benzatropine 1 milligram BID. Risk-benefit side effect explained. A 30-day supply was ordered, risk-benefit side effect explained. I also recommended to get a complete blood workup that include reticulocyte count, CVC dysfunctional profile, liver enzyme, alkaline phosphatase, renal profile, thyroid profile. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. This is the end of the dictation, then we're back to the story.